This tape is verbal input given by Bob Stone, manager of the World Service Office, to the 1988 World Service Conference on the 4th edition.
The reason, Chuck, that I've asked for this opportunity to give my report physically, although there's only one part of the report that I wish to address, is that it has a direct bearing and a significant bearing on the issue of the 4th edition. There are two parts that I have to say concerning this matter. One relates specifically to the issue of the 4th edition itself, and the other relates to something that I addressed in my oral presentation at last year's conference. There is a relationship between the two, and I wish to address the first one initially. Last year, I conveyed to you, I hope, my fears and frustrations over the reality that exists of the two sides of NA, the two sides being them and us, whoever that happens to be in any conversation or any meeting or any region or area or at the world level. It's a tragic thing when it occurs, and it has occurred with such frequency and severity that it has caused all of us some pain and some suffering and some problems in our areas and our regions, and certainly at the World Service Conference. I'm here to address that issue now from the perspective of having experienced the ultimate failure in our ability to get along and overcome this we versus us issue. What that issue does is it blinds us. It makes us impervious to listening really to what somebody else is saying. And when we become impervious to what other people are saying, we do a disservice to the fellowship and we cause additional problems. And that's what has occurred during the last year. It has occurred over the 4th edition of the basic text. When the basic text was published as the 4th edition last year, as would have been expected, a number of people decided that they should, on their own, go through it word for word and compare it with the 3rd edition revised to determine what they thought about this as a different publication. This is an issue completely aside from the issue of whether or not a 4th edition should have been printed and published in the way that it was. That issue I don't care to get involved in at this time. I am concerned, however, with the trail of events that have took place as a result of its media publication. Some of those folks who did the word-for-word comparison were immediately disheartened, dismayed, angered, frustrated, hurt, and a number of other adjectives that I could think of in time. It prompted an immediate action on their part to bring to the world's attention the problems they felt were centered in this because of its differences. Unfortunately, the we versus them syndrome entered into the discussion immediately. Because of how the alarm was raised, and then to some degree because of who raised the alarm, other people did not as seriously as now seems necessary and appropriate thoroughly study everything they were saying and determine its validity. When the issue hit the streets, it became immediately an issue of confrontation between those people who were saying something was wrong with it and disagreeing with its content and those who might have had a different opinion. That blindness, in my opinion now, has been a contributing factor in an error that originated 2 years ago that I now have to address. That blindness prevented all the people who got that manuscript from the committee that sent the manuscript out. It blinded them from bringing to the attention of all the rest of us, and certain key people in particular, what was specifically contained in there that had more validity than they themselves knew of or recognized. And here's how that works. We have discovered, as a result of Michael Lee's insistence that a word-for-word complete master list be prepared. Those discussions took place in January and February, and our staff got assigned that task and began doing that. It was slow work, and we did not assign sufficient resources to do that until recently. So what I'm going to tell you in terms of sequence has only occurred recently. On Friday, not this last one, but the Friday before, it was my tragic and unfortunate experience to learn that our staff informed me that there were places in the manuscript that was delivered to the editor for editing, and the same manuscript that was used by the Literature Review Committee to review the work, where lines of text had not appeared that were in the third edition revised. Those lines of text in our review of the events that took place are relatively easy to understand what took place, and we have included the 25 pages on which those lines appear in the back portion of this report. We have underlined the lines that were omitted from the third edition revised as the manuscript was prepared. I cannot tell you nor find words to express my anguish over this and my fear and just general displeasure. There is no excuse whatsoever for this to have occurred. Unfortunately, I would only tell you that if we didn't make mistakes, we probably wouldn't be human. On the other hand, I can tell you that making mistakes of this type are simply not acceptable. And had we become aware of them at an earlier date, it might have been possible to do something else, and perhaps other decisions may have occurred. Had the alarm that was raised last October and November been raised in a way that the rest of the fellowship had not been blinded to its content, we might have been following a different course and have an entirely different discussion today. So there's two issues. One, and I'm taking this one very calmly because in the last 10 days since learning the complete extent of this problem, I've had to go through a lot of personal growth and personal changes. Those are very hard for all of us to do, and they're hard for me as well as for you. It is important, I think, for you to understand that these changes, excuse my language, I'm getting nervous. I've attempted to explain on page 48 in a very short number of paragraphs the facts of the event, and I've not attempted to induce any language to this discussion other than the facts. If I had been more diligent in supervising the proofreading, it is possible that this error might not have occurred. I do not have any personal assurance that that would have been a guarantee, but it has renewed our understanding of this enormity and the preciseness of our responsibility at production. We have made the corrective actions that we believe are necessary, or laid the foundation for those corrective actions so that this will not occur again in the future. An example of the corrective action is to go back to how the second edition was produced in 1983. The book was retypeset following the conference in 1983 and published about 4 months later. When the book was typeset, it was done by a company in Northern California. After the original typesetting was done, a proofreading session was held at which members of the Board of Trustees, members of the Literature Committee, and WSO Board of Directors participated in a word-for-word review of the manuscript. It was that manuscript where the majority of the errors were found, although even after they finished, there were still some that we corrected in the following year. But they found all the big problems. The big problems were corrected, and the second edition was then printed. Since that time, we had not felt it essential to have that kind of a proofreading session. The tragic of this mistake clearly pinpoints again that we must return to that form of proofreading session to involve other service arms in such major publications as the basic text. And that correction system alone, I believe, will probably be expanded to include sending copies of the draft prior to its publication to other committees or individuals on a fairly limited basis who may be interested in doing simultaneous proofreading to assist in this process. We believe that by gaining the fellowship's participation and assistance in this, we can avoid the types of errors that this one highlights. At the end of the report, as I indicated, there are the words that are missing. Typical, if you turn to, say, page 252 or 238, it seems obvious that when the typist was working on page 238, their eye movement in some way was, as typists normally do, moved from one place to another, and when their eye movement came back to type the sentence following the word, "I cried," they missed the next part and went right on to, "I got right back." It's easy to understand how that mistake occurs, and the others generally are of that type. There are some that are a little different, but like I said, there's no justification for it. And I am sincerely sorry and have an inability to express how remorseful I feel over this error. Thank you very much.
This concludes the verbal input given by Bob Stone, manager of the World Service Office, to the 1988 World Service Conference.